This is Paro, Cabby, and the Metapet. Just some of the technology being used here in the Lions Home for the Elders. These robots have been used in recent years to provide a social companion for residents and also ease the load of healthcare workers. Then there's Dexy, a social humanoid robot that can lead physiotherapy exercises, do bingo, and even do karaoke in English, Mandarin, Malay, Cantonese, Teochew, and Hokkien.
I close the eye.
The first time that you saw the robot, what do you think about it?
I really like it. Feel like the friend like that. Go anything you talk to the small pet, they will listen to you. We all call them, they will answer you. Like that, make the sound. So cute like that.
Auntie, what about the big robot?
She got teach you all play Mingola, the big one. Announce the numbers. Then after that, we all win and then she was so happy. Oh, we go.
And she also do exercise.
Teach you all exercise. Then we ask you all do what we do. Really easy, not so hard.
Dexy is used every day. She travels to different levels during the daytime. She's a very hardworking employee. And even them, we have a different schedule in different levels. So we spread it around and almost every day it is used. Previously, we needed more staff to engage residents. So if, say for example, we have a Dexy sitting there doing the exercise, we just need one person to keep an eye. Then otherwise, we have to sit down and do one-to-one most of the time.
When we have AI, we need lots of data to understand the person and where are these data being held. So there are the slew of these issues that the custodians of data and technology will have to be aware of so that I feel assured my privacy will still be there.
Speak now.
The weather is good in these few months. I'm Albert Yeo. I'm 66 years old. This is a book about my life. I created it using AI during the Golden Memory program.
Generative AI is also making a difference in how we care for seniors. At St. Luke's Elder Care, a pilot Golden Memories program allowed seniors to narrate their life story into a generative AI platform. The final product? Printed life story in English or Mandarin, audiobooks, and even AI-generated videos.
Actually, earlier I want to write my personal memory book, but I don't know when to start. But at least now I got this memory program. So I just said, okay, I can try. But the founder said, don't worry, AI will help you. So I trust AI.
Speak now.
Hi, I'm wondering that go Malaysia to hiking.
Hiking in Malaysia sounds interesting. Were you wondering about a place to hike or did you go hiking with your son today?
I learned a lot. Because we are elderly, we are very afraid of all this. Some I want to quit, they say, I don't know anything for English and Chinese, the Hokkien. So the teacher was telling us it's very simple to manage. Actually, the story we have forgotten. But sometimes the AI was asking out our question. So in memory, come back the story. So then we know. This is my first time I touched the AI. But I feel the AI helping a lot. Yeah, even we are not very clear for the message grammar. But he will settle for you. He will write very nice grammar for you. It's not easy for elderly, but really good to try. And it need to try also. It's very helpful. Because now change already the world.
How do you feel now that you see your book on the table?
Yes, very grateful. Then I always remember that I got grandson, granddaughter. So this one, actually I got something to pass to them. They know as Kong Kong last time the story.